CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 13. We are now in the last week of June, getting ready for July. Summer is here, school is out, people are taking vacations, enjoying some time off, getting out of town, visiting family, friends, taking extra days to go to the beach, camping, things like that. So good for everybody. Enjoy your summertime. Some important notes coming up. We're going to have our 4th of July workout, obviously on July 4th. One class only, 7:30 a.m. at the Luisenio School parking lot. We are going to be performing the Hero Workout 343. We did this a couple of years ago. If you were there, you'll hopefully remember how effective it was and complete of a workout it is. If you haven't done it before, I encourage you to be there, take part in this workout. It's really awesome. 343 has nothing to do with the 4th of July. 343 was made after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. 343 represents the number of fire, first responders, police that actually lost their lives during that day. So it's a hero WOD made up for them. That's the workout we're going to be doing on Thursday, July 4th. Also, 2 weeks after that, Thursday, July 18th, all the classes are going to meet at the clubhouse parking lot in Horsethief Canyon. We have an off-site running day workout. You'll find out what it is later, but just wanted to give you the heads up if you want to mark your calendars. That day we're going off site. And then a couple days later after that, Saturday, July 20th, is when we have our storm game. If you haven't filled out the sign up sheet in the gym, please do so. Remember, tickets are free to all the gym members, $10 for each additional guest you may want to bring with you, family, friends, whatever. So please, I need to get a head count and confirm the actual number of tickets we're getting the week before, and that's coming up pretty quick. So July 20th, Saturday, game time is 6 p.m. Get your name on the sign-up sheet. We have had a lot of people missing the gym lately, and due to vacations, going out of town, whatever, totally fine. Do what you got to do, enjoy your life. But I want to remind you to try to get in some workouts, some little quick ones. Most of you have the travel workouts I've made up. These are things you can do with, you know, just body weight movements only, mostly, or some light weights, but they're all designed to be like 15 minutes or less, just something you can do to maintain your fitness while you're away. Also, try to keep your nutrition in check. I know when you're on vacation, you're going to go out to eat a lot more. You're going to be trying new foods, some new fancy restaurants that you're family members you're visiting are going to say, hey, let's go to this place. They got the bomb barbecue, whatever. Just, you know, maintain quality, proportion sizes. Don't overindulge yourself on stuff. Obviously, you want to enjoy the culture of wherever you're going, but do it, you know, somewhat responsibly, because you don't want to throw away all the work that you've done previously by keeping your diet in check, going to the gym regularly. You know, you don't want to take a 2-week vacation or a 1-week vacation and just completely throw all that away, eat like a pig and be a lazy slob and not do nothing, sitting on the couch. So even when you're away, try to maintain some type of fitness activity and some modification and self-control in your nutrition, so that you don't throw away all the work that you've already done, all right? And as always, I do it all the time. I always recommend drop into a CrossFit gym in whatever town you're in. Most of them, it's usually about $20 to drop in for a class. Most of them will even throw in a free t-shirt for you. But you go in and don't be intimidated. You know how to CrossFit. You're just going to do it in a different setting. They're always very welcoming, very inviting, and very inclusive. And all you got to do is tell the coach what your limitations are as far as RXing and scaling the workouts, and they will accommodate you. And you'll get a whole new experience and something you might even be able to come back and share with me and give me some helpful hints on maybe some coaching that you got that helped you. So always be willing to try something new. All right, so we're wrapping up June, getting ready for July. It's going to be another great month. I'll see y'all in the gym.